As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, August the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that, hard facts, certainly. And from time to time, we even dig into the solutions basket. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We stir up all kinds of philosophically radical ideas here. But freedom remains popular and is the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in the area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Just send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all, and thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com and the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold and the U.S. dollar index on the rise as stocks, metals, commodities, and currencies are in decline. We'll talk about that this morning. Core curriculum, reinventing education. We'll visit with that for a bit. And then we'll go back into our National Ocean Council, the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, Chapter 17, Agenda 21, Legal Research for Paralegals, Hugo Grotius, and wherever else we can go in this two-hour day. Anyway, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report this morning. Thursday, August the 12th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But an hour ago, gold was trading up $14.90, and elsewhere I found it up $15.70, but up $14.90 on the Kitco website at $1,212.80 an ounce. Silver up 11 cents just about at the $18 mark, trading at $17.99. Platinum up $4 at $1,519 an ounce, and palladium up $3 at $4.67, still way off of our $500 recent high. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,197.80 for a low, $1,216.50 for a high. But at $12,1280, your gold is up $266.40 year to year for a 28.13% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London fixed the price of gold at $1,200. We're trading above it already. The SPDR gold shares, that spider on the corner of the web, always keep your eyes on them, boys and girls, bumps up 3.04 metric tons overnight. Now they're claimed to hold 1,285.79 metric tons in their warehouses, valued on the street at $49.83 billion. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Thursday, August the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, just casting off the shoreline, moving out into the deeper water. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's get that market report again. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading up $14.90 an ounce. Looks like it's up 15-20 right now, looking on other charts. Anyway, it's doing pretty good this morning, off to a good start at 12-12-80. Silver, basically at $18, it's up 11 cents at $17.99. Platinum up $4 at $1,519 an ounce, and palladium up $3 at $467 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday, however. They didn't like what they heard at the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee. Didn't like to hear what Benjamin Bernanke said, sent the entire market skittering off sideways, down, closing down 265. The Dow closes at 10,378. Yesterday, the NASDAQ closed down 69 at 2209. The S&P Standard and OSA Very Poor 500 Index off 32 at 1,090. And going the other way and down deeper and deeper, crude oil off another $1.88 at $76.14. Wasn't deep enough to reduce the price of gasoline and diesel. And the local gas station went by there last night, and it's still up way too high. The U.S. dollar index, however, bumps up 11 basis points this morning, trading at 82.61. So we see the gold prices going up. And the U.S. dollar index going up. And so any of the people that want to tell you about the inverse relationship there, well, it's decoupled. Gold is now money, even more so than the USDX. The Forex, of course, impacted by any moves in the U.S. dollar index. The Canadian loonie off 5 basis points, yet still trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 29 at zero, I should just simply say it, at 8 cents a piece. The euro off 13 basis points, $1.28, continuing this decline now, folks. It was up at $1.33. It's moved down quite a bit, nickel. British pound down 17 basis points, trades at $1.56 U.S. And the Swiss franc up 87 basis points and trades or exchanges at 95 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond yielding, again, this very low yield is what's got people, you know, bugged. 0.51%. 0.51%. Who on earth would buy bonds yielding 0.51% in 2 years? That's going backwards. The 10-year is not much better at 2.70%, and the 30-year at 3.92. And yet, we're supposed to believe that household America, mom and pop, are rushing out and they're buying government bonds. U.S. Treasuries doubt it. I doubt it strongly. Mortgages this morning. Whatever's bad for the bonds is good for the mortgages, as that they're tied together. The 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.13% to 3.95%. Red points, origination fees, banker fees. Take the secretary out to lunch and a dozen roses on top of that. 30-year mortgages this morning move down from 4.63% to 4.51%. And in this marketplace, anybody that gets a 30-year fixed mortgage has got to be out of their mind. I'd go over the 15s. Things are far too stable to put yourself into debt for 30 years. But the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Lots of very little news, actually, in the news basket this morning. I'm not going to talk too much about news. There's other stuff that we can discuss, and that's a good thing. It looked to me like they were just trying to fill up web space and whatnot. Most of the articles were very weak. This is off Bloomberg, however. Leslie Patton, August 11th, 2010, yesterday's news, late in the day. The Gulf of Mexico faces a renewed and enlarged threat to marine life. A low oxygen dead zone about the size of Massachusetts caused by chemical runoff into the Mississippi River that flows into the sea. And so you can see that this article fits in perfectly with our discussion of the marine coastal and marine spatial planning and the whole idea of setting up a new series of regional czars to ensure that this sort of damage is mitigated. The dead zone, which occurs in the Gulf waters in the summer, and they say here is unrelated to the British Petroleum's PLC oil spill, covers an area twice as large as last year, according to a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration study released this week. Twice as large an area as last year, but no, nothing to do with the BP oil leak, right? The low oxygen area this year is the fifth largest since measurements began in 1985. So it's the fifth largest. We've seen it bigger than this before. Aside from the dead zone where shrimp and other sea life can't survive, and the BP spill that dumped an estimated 4.1 million barrels of crude. Is there ever going to be the same number twice, folks? I mean, every article seems to have a different number. Anyway, crude into the Gulf, there's a looming threat of hurricanes. Well, throw weather in when all else fails. Meteorologists at the U.S. National Hurricane Center says a warming of the Atlantic indicates the storm season could be one of the most active on record. And then here's a quote. You start adding these things up, and there's a question of what the cumulative effect is and how much additional stress the ecosystem can take. Okay, remember, we're talking about ecosystem-based, a broad ecosystem-based management system, the coastal and the marine spatial planning. All right, so all these articles work together to set you up so that you're ready to embrace this new deal, this new deal. The Atlantic may have 15 or more named storms between now and the end of the hurricane season in November, according to researchers at Colorado State University. Who cares? Unrelated. You know, they just throw it in. But that's the way the news is written. I just give it to you the way I see it here. This year's dead zone is bigger because of more nitrogen and phosphate-rich sewage, fertilizer, and other agricultural runoffs flowing from the Mississippi River. Now, this is the same stuff that we've been going over here for the last 10 days as we looked at this coastal and marine spatial planning, all right? Nitrogen, phosphate-rich sewage, sewage systems, fertilizer, infrastructure, runoff from roads. Well, you get the idea. Dead zones or areas of hypoxic water. Hypoxic. Put that one down on your notepad. Look it up. Hypoxic water, defined as having 2 milligrams or less of oxygen per liter. I don't know what kind of hypoxic water comes out of my kitchen sink, but it's kind of weird water. It forms when bacteria use up the oxygen to break down fertilizer and nitrate-fed algae. So this is all the algae blooms we've been discussing, too. Many types of marine life can't survive in hypoxic areas and must migrate away from the zones or perish. I guess that's the international migration and development agenda. Many people in Mexico can't seem to survive down there either, and so they migrate to the United States or perish, right? All right. Spills, possible impact. Tropical Storm Bonnie blew through the region last month before measurements began, stirring up and reoxygenating the water. Diaz said in a telephone interview, the hypoxia can reform in just a matter of weeks, he says. The oil dumped into the water by the BP spill, blah, 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 could create dead zones by spawning an explosion of bacteria that feed on crude. Rabelais and Diaz said the spill may, quote, cause a local oxygen drawdown as bacteria decompose the oil. Well, there's more to that. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again. Our phone number is 866-841-1065. I'll try and be a little bit more diligent about paying attention to the call-in box. But if you'd like to try and call in throughout the broadcast, your calls are certainly welcome today. Trying to figure out whether or not you're all interested in what we're talking about here with the marine spatial planning, whether you feel that this is a significant article or discussion to have and to entertain. Maybe you've got some ideas or some thoughts of your own. What do we do about this situation? There's certainly much to be said for maintaining a healthy planet and doing our best to be good stewards. But at the same time, you know, there are those out there that they're not really doing what I would think could be anything really good. They're just centering more and more and more control into the hands of fewer and fewer people. So I'm always up to hear your points of view on that, although I am right now experiencing and trying to resolve a little bit of a challenge here. Let's see if I can get it all to come back up again. There we go. Now it's back up. Great. So anyway, yeah, if you'd like to call in today, you're certainly welcome to do so. 866-841-1065. Back to this article again. I try to find news that relates to our topics. It's not too hard to do because the topics that I bring out are pertinent every day, everywhere. But populations reduce most of the time. The fish and the shrimp are smart enough to realize the oxygen is going down and they flee. And the only thing that would really stand between them, you know, fleeing and staying and dying would be, let's say, oil that, or crude oil or, you know, whatever, that so gumbos them up that they can't get out of the area. Generally, the idea of fight or flight is so well ingrained that the animal kingdom, the aquatic kingdom especially, they know how to get out of the area and they'll come back into the place. The damage to the wildlife from the spill and the low oxygen zones could be compounded by hurricanes, said Craig, the Florida State University. Tropical storms could flush animals out of their marsh habitats and damage oyster beds, he said. While the Gulf can recover from hurricanes and low oxygen, the effects of the oil spill remain a long-term concern. So they had to wait until the very end of the article to tell us that how it's going to influence hypo or hypoxia or wildlife or fisheries is an unknown. So we're going to have to go forward to find out. I don't know why it should be an unknown by now. The Santa Barbara oil spill, the Ixtoc well spill, the spills all around, the leaks all around the planet, the Exxon Valdez. It shouldn't be something that we have to wait and see, you know, as if science just reinvents itself on every similar occasion, but apparently it does. This one is a little bit more along the same line. The U.S. lawyers are seeking to dismiss lawsuits challenging the deep water drilling ban. Again, yesterday's news by Margaret Cronin Fisk and Laurel Brubaker Calkins, writing for Bloomberg collaboratively. U.S. regulators asked a New Orleans federal judge to throw out a lawsuit seeking to lift a deepwater oil and gas drilling ban, arguing that new government rules make the litigation irrelevant. All right? Now, we started in on a little bit of a study, just a brief inquiry into the life of a paralegal and the legal research and writing. And I brought, you know, it's just timely how these books come into my possession and into my library. But here we are at a time where we live in such a litigious world where we got the sue you, sue me blues going constantly. And there's going to be nothing but a long train of abuses and lawsuits going on in the Gulf all around this spill zone. So, you know, this is something that I think you would be able to profit by. If you can, anywhere you are, or maybe up on the internet, if you can find a bit of coursework on paralegals, this book that we talked about earlier in the week, Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals, was published by Little Brown and Company. The Deborah E. Bouchoux, B-O-U-C-H-O-U-X, writing, and in this book, she basically unravels the inner working for you of a law office so that you can figure out more about stare decisis, the common law rule by precedent, and understand how and why and where and when decisions have been are recorded, how those decisions are made. Not every lawsuit that ever comes down the pike is going to get put into the books. Generally, they're looking for law that actually, cases that actually, decisions that are made by judges that actually establish precedent. And so this article is going to reveal just a little bit about how that works out. But the U.S. District Judge, Martin Feldman, heard arguments today and said he wouldn't make an immediate decision. On June the 22nd, Feldman scrapped a six-month ban on drilling in waters deeper than 500 feet imposed by the Obama administration following the BP PLC spill, they call it, and sinking of the Deepwater Horizon rig in the Gulf of Mexico. Offshore oil service firms have sued in an effort to lift the ban. And so as we discover more about common law and the idea of stare decisis for the, that which has been found by the judges, judge-made law, really, judge-found law, they find law. There's even a website up there, findlaw.com, that you could look at. But they actually are interceding. They're standing between, it's an intercession, but they're standing between Barry the Usurper's administration and the private and public sectors overturning, let's say, law and legislation coming from above. They're going to find the law. It's not adequate to read the statutes as they're passed by Congress or the executive orders that come out of the usurper's, off the usurper's pen. We have to wait until the judges actually interpret the law and tell us what it is. It's like the statement that was made by Nancy Pelosi in regards to the Obamacare bill or legislation, the health care 2,000-page job, that behemoth, that you're not going to know what's in it until after you pass it. And there's truth to that from the standpoint that you're not going to know what's in it until not only that has been passed, but that various sections have been challenged in courts of law after they've been implemented, and that they're either found correct or incorrect and either stand or fail on their merit. So it's going to be interesting going forward. But this is another one of the little research skills that we should all have in our bag of tricks. Lawyers for U.S. Secretary of Interior Kenneth Salazar asked Feldman to dismiss the lawsuit, contending it was rendered moot by new rules suspending drilling announced July the 12th. All right. So we've got rules, you've got regulations, you've got law that comes out, then you have interpretation. There's many, many parts to this very, very challenging puzzle. Whatever Feldman decides, he's the judge. Whatever Feldman decides, drilling in the Gulf of Mexico won't resume immediately. Governor lawyer Guillermo Montero said at a hearing today, no matter what happens to this case, the July directive will remain in place and drilling operations suspended. Under it will remain suspended, Montero told the judge. Feldman asked both sides to file additional briefs. Now, this is like going into an appeals process, filing these additional briefs. These aren't jockeys. These aren't fruit of the looms. These are your various writings, your testimonies that you file with the court clerk, by August the 18th, as he seeks to ensure that the government, quote, did not take the BP oil spill and generalize it to the entire industry. All right? Just because some woman spills coffee in her lap at a McDonald's and it scorches her crotch and then wins a legal battle and is awarded a settlement doesn't mean that if you spill coffee on yourself in a McDonald's that you're going to win a settlement, okay? They take these things apart and they work on each one individually.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this article just a bit more here, taking a look at what's going down in the Gulf of Mexico from a law side of it, looking at the legal aspect of it, what the legal beagles are doing, and how this is just going to drag on and on. There's going to be a lot of precedent set here. There's going to be case law that's established here. And what goes on down here in the Gulf as regards BP and the previous oil catastrophes, as Rob Chowder coined the term, is going to have a lot to do with the rules, regulations that are established by the Environmental Protection Agency and all of the rest of the groups as they implement this National Ocean Council and the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning. All right, so these are all interlinked. These articles are not coming out accidentally. This is all part of public notice. It's public conditioning. And it's propaganda. It's one of the reasons why I stick right straight tight to this Bloomberg website. These people have a large audience. Most of the people that go here are financially minded, economics inclined, and they're looking at things to invest in, and so on and so forth. And so, if we understand the mind of the beast a little better, we might understand the things that we need to be focusing our attention on. So, continuing. It says opponents of the moratorium, including Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, said the ban unnecessarily damages the Gulf Coast economy. The current ban is, quote, still a blanket, punitive moratorium on deep water drilling, close quote, said Carl Rosenblum, an attorney for the Hornbeck Offshore Services, Inc., told Feldman today, quote, but the blanket moratorium issued in May has been rescinded, close quote. Feldman replied, quote, what the government calls the July 12th moratorium is the same animal, close quote, Rosenblum said, quote, you've not hunted that same animal, close quote, Feldman said. You've hunted an animal that's extinct, close quote. See how this is developing? All right? Each of these various each of the various suits are going to be interpreted as if there were they stood in the universe alone. And this is the way the court operates, and if it does operate this way, you might have some chance of seeing justice as opposed to just ice, right? They look at each incident, and it's how you prepare your case and how you argue it and the venue and the jurisdiction and whether you come in with an seeking an evidentiary hearing or whether you come in for argument. I'm not the greatest on all of this stuff. But, and there are others out there that really can expound, you know, and wax eloquent. But I do have a pretty fair understanding of the process. It's just that it's incredibly complex, and it's not something that you get overnight. You have to study a long time to understand it. Hornbeck and other oil service companies sued Salazar and regulatory agencies in June. All right, they're naming the head of the Mineral Management Service. And regulatory agencies, they're suing agencies, so it's against government, XYZ against the government versus Gov. The government petitioned the U.S. Court of Appeals, and this case study, this work, legal research and writing for paralegals, teaches you how to find those kinds of cases, and it teaches you how to look at the Brown versus Board of Education and understand what you're looking at, how those cases work out, how to track docket numbers and find out how to get the actual decisions of the court and all of the annotations that go along with it and the Constitution and all of the court cases that have come in and interpreted the Constitution. These are all things that you can get as you understand a little bit more, and certainly as I understand it better and find places on the internet, I'll share with you my discoveries. But let's go forward here. It says, revoked and superseded. The new rules announced by Salazar on July the 12th address Feldman's concerns about the original ban, the government had said. The regulations suspend deepwater drilling until November 30th at the latest. The government may lift the ban earlier if officials determine such operations may safely resume. The original moratorium, quote, has been revoked and superseded by a new directive, close quote, based on additional information, separate analysis, and a separate administrative record, lawyers for the U.S. said in court papers, quote, the decision challenged by the plaintiff's complaint no longer exists. Very important. At least it is to me, and I hope it is to you, because we live in an increasingly complex world, and it is so litigious. It's unbelievable. It's, you know, like I said, it's the sue you, sue me blues. Lots of people make money, and at the same time, the fishermen are sitting down there with their thumbs in their pockets, mending their nets, and not making any money. They're not bringing any shrimp home. Feldman said he would gauge the legality of the July 12th order in a separate lawsuit brought by Ensco Offshore Company, an offshore drilling company, which has a hearing before him on September the 22nd. Quote, I'm not saying, and I'm not even reaching the question of whether the July 12th moratorium decision is valid or not, he said, he told lawyers today, making a mockery. Feldman asked lawyers why he shouldn't be concerned that regulators would repeatedly issue new moratoriums to replace each one he struck down as illegal. Now, this is one of the things where you've heard in the past, well, you just can't fight City Hall. One of the reasons why it is so bloody difficult to defeat the government is because they have an unlimited pocket. They got the Federal Reserve over there with the printing press, and they can just keep cranking out paper and paying for attorneys endlessly as you try and keep responding. And as Feldman says here, again, Feldman asked lawyers why he shouldn't be concerned that regulators, that would be the Mineral Management Service and the Environmental Protection Agency, etc., would repeatedly issue new moratoriums to replace each one he struck down as illegal. So even if this fellow Feldman, with a checkered past, is trying to do the right thing, the government can just keep hammering and hammering and hammering and hammering him. Continuing, the government is making a mockery of the judicial process, close quote, Rosenblum said. Salazar issued press releases and testified before Congress within hours of Feldman's June 22nd ruling, striking down the first ban, that he would find another way to prevent a resumption of deep water drilling, Rosenblum said. Okay? Government making a mockery of the judicial process. Is there anything that Barry the Usurper and the boys, or his predecessors, Jorge Bush and Cheney and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Condoleezza Rice and the rest of them, is there anything government will not do? You know, it goes back to the idea of who are the neocons? Who is Leo Strauss? University of Chicago. Who is Leo Strauss? What is the idea? What are the ideas that were advanced by Leo Strauss? Right. One of them is the city of speech. This is a government, basically de facto. It's a government in speech alone. It's not the de jure government of our Constitution. This is a corporation, private corporation. It's government by word alone. Only if you call it government. Only if you insist. It's also the noble lie. This is the time of the noble lie. This is the philosophy advanced by Leo Strauss, the noble lie. And you just lie and lie and lie, and it's a time of lying and liars, all right? A city of speech, the noble lie, and a city of crime. Profit good, loss bad. Profit good, loss bad. As long as the crime mob is making profit, everything's going just fine. As soon as they start to take a loss, everything is bad. We'll come along here now. It says, we'll come out with ban number two and see what happens. And then we'll come out with ban number three, Rosenblum said of Salazar's strategy. Quote, if the facts, data, and reasons underlying the decision, close quote, are different with the new moratorium, the new ban must be assessed on its own merits, Montero told Feldman, quote, the new decision cannot be prejudged. It is presumptively valid. So each one of these changes, each wrinkle, changes it, and it will tie things up in the court. And so the usurper will get his way and could effectively, for some time, perhaps extended and perhaps even protractedly, banning offshore drilling in the Gulf. That's a real problem for us. All right. Again, our own government has historically denied us access to our own natural resources. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And I've taken just a little bit more time on this particular article than I ordinarily would, just simply because we have been talking about this legal research and writing for paralegals, introducing an idea for the first time on my broadcast, the whole field of business or the whole career field of being a paralegal. And certainly so many people involved in the independent research over the years have basically been forced to become competent paralegals in their own right, sorting things out and following things out. But this article ends this way. The case, now listen, is Hornbeck Offshore Services LLC versus Salazar, and then a comma. This is some of the stuff you learn in this textbook, not only how to correctly analyze this particular case title, but then how to go and actually find the document. So I'm just going to do it again. Hornbeck Offshore Services, LLC. It's a limited liability corporation. That goes back to our study from Dillavue and Howard's, The Principles of Business Law. So it's Hornbeck Offshore Services, LLC, versus Salazar, comma, 10-01663. Now that's the docket number. That's the number that you need to have if you want to follow this particular case, and if you want to get all the writings and briefs and all the filings there. And then U.S. District Court, Eastern District of Louisiana in New Orleans. All right. And so with that as a tag, then you can go in and you can actually track and follow that specific piece of litigation. Whereas, as the article alluded, there are going to be many, many, many versions that are going to be coming up in the future. So, again, just a heads up, the kind of stuff that I'm looking at and trying to bring to the table each and every morning. Now, this is another article off the news this morning, Google. And again, this is yesterday's news. Most of the news that was on the web this morning is, you know, yesterday's news. Not a lot happening this morning. Google Verizon Pact may herald the end of equal access internet as the FCC stalls. And there's legal precedent being set inside of this one as well. Imagine an internet where consumers paid a low price for basic services and more for add-ons such as 3D video. All right, so they can't leave anything alone. That's one of the real problems with the world we live in today. You know, as they always say, if it ain't busted, don't fix it. Well, these guys are tinkering all the time. And as a result, you know, it has become, well, I don't know, the patches that Windows sends out on a regular basis are enough to plague an elephant. Imagine an internet where consumers paid a low price for basic service and more for add-ons such as 3D video. Or I could ask this. Imagine an internet service that worked reliably every day and was available at a very low price. That would be my imagine. Or imagine if Comcast Corporation, now seeking approval to acquire General Electric Company's NBC Universal, let its customers download Universal movies at super fast speeds while relegating the latest Harry Potter film from rival Time Warner Inc. to the slow lane. Well, personally, I couldn't give a flip. I wouldn't watch either of them. Open Internet advocates say such cable television-like tiered services and virtual toll booths would violate net neutrality. I mean, could you imagine going up on the Internet and every time you logged on to OracleBroadcasting.com or BecomeVocalLocal.com, a little bell would ring, and you would get charged 25 cents or something on your next phone bill. Horrors upon horrors. Who would ever want it? Net neutrality concept, all right? Like it or not, net neutrality may soon be ending. No one senses this more acutely than Julius Genachowski, obviously Polish there, since a federal court ruling in April gutted his power to regulate internet service providers. The Federal Communications Commission chairman has struggled to regain authority over carriers such as AT&T Inc., Verizon Communications Inc., and Comcast by proposing new rules and holding closed-door talks with industry players. This is your stakeholders, your public-private partnership, your stakeholders and actors holding closed-door talks. His predicament deepened on August the 9th when the chief executive officers of Google Inc. and Verizon, Eric Schmidt and Ivan Seidenberg, suggested that the industry embrace net neutrality up to a point. They would exempt from open access rules wireless networks and any managed services delivered over the wires, such as healthcare monitoring, special entertainment events, and gambling. All right? And the article continues. The CEOs offered as an example an opera performance streamed in 3D over the web. Aren't you just going to rush to that? Verizon would be paid a premium to send the program to opera buffs more quickly at a higher price and higher quality. Now, with Congress unable to agree on whether to stop companies from carving up the internet, Genachowski is left with few choices. Congress, unable to agree on whether to stop companies from carving up the internet. That's something we should be paying attention to. He wants to uphold the usurper's campaign pledge to protect the open web. Oh, my God, we should really be concerned. The usurper pledged that he wasn't going to let it happen. That must mean it's going to happen for sure, sooner or later, even if as the industry gets set to impose restrictions. The Google-Verizon plan hit like a tidal wave because Google had been a very strong supporter of net neutrality. So they come out for a long time championing for net neutrality, and now they have gotten feet of clay, and they're ready to go to the other side. Google seems to be laying the groundwork for tiered pricing, and the internet is going to become more like other parts of the economy, close quote, West said. The proposal is in keeping with Google's longtime advocacy of an open internet, Schmidt said, quote, we're trying to show some leadership. I have no objection to other people trying to show some leadership, too, but something's got to happen. I don't know why something's got to happen, but something's going to happen. Verizon's willingness to agree to clear net neutrality rules for its wired business was, quote, pleasantly surprising, Schmidt said, close quote, they, quote, are serious. And it continues. It's a very lengthy thing. But they talk about getting sued, going to be sued. If Ganoskowski goes that route, quote, he's going to be sued. Once again, this is private industry suing the federal government, suing that corporation, and in this case, the Federal Communications Commission. The top Republican on the House Subcommittee on Communications Technology and the Internet, quote, we're not going to get innovation if the government steps in, close quote. And there's lots of truth to that. Ganoskowski declined to say when he might put phone-style rules to a vote by the FCC. Quote, he needs to act swiftly, said Gigi Sohn, the president of Public Knowledge, a Washington-based group that favors net neutrality. Quote, the more he delays, the more he gives the opposition time. So there's changes coming. There are changes coming when it comes to the Internet. It's just a matter of time, and it may be relatively soon. Here's the last bit of news. Palin joins Army as the lifelong Republicans boost the Tea Party hostile takeover. All right? These are radical red Republicans taking over the radical red Republican Party as Army and Palin take a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. Isn't that just the cat's pajamas? The pitch came, this is yesterday's news again, as of late yesterday morning. The pitch came at the end of Rand Paul's conference call with 2,000 potential supporters. Go online to donate to Paul, the Kentucky Republican Senate candidate who is courting Tea Party activists, or press 7 to give $25 to Freedom's Works, the advocacy organization headed by former House Majority Leader Dick Armey that sponsored the July 13th call, said Matt Kibbe, the group's president. All right? This is some real crazy stuff. But we need to be paying attention to this as well. Because basically, they're not quite doing what I would suggest them to do. They're not quite doing the things that I suggested to Jesse Bennett on what might have even been Rob Bishop's broadcast. Back in the time of the Ron Paul revolution, going in the midwinter. But they're not following my plan. They're taking their own plan, and it's not going to work out well for us. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We'll come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. If you're just joining us, our call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065. Of course, you can find my website at becomevocallocal.com. We've got a chat room up there and filled out with some very interesting chat going on this morning. Certainly jump up to becomevocallocal.com. And or you can just simply go to oraclebroadcasting.com's webpage, the homepage of our fantastic, incredible broadcasting network. And you can find all of my archives located there and the archives of all the rest of the broadcasts. So many good broadcasts on this network. Really a lot of good information being brought out to you on a day-by-day basis. Back into this article, taking a look at this Sarah Palin, joins Dick Armey as lifelong Republicans boost the Tea Party hostile takeover. This is news written by Jonathan D. Salant yesterday, August the 11th, and we're into the article. The pitch came at the end of Rand Paul's conference call. With 2,000 potential supporters, and dropping down into the article, this movement is a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. Kibbe said of the Tea Party, a loose collection of activists who favor lower taxes, government spending cuts, and the repeal of a law overhauling U.S. health care. Unfortunately, with FreedomWorks and Dick Armey and all these guys, what they want to do is they want to build a new Republican Party. Okay, this is stuck on stupid, in my opinion. Which is why I will not support them, all right? And we've got people listening this morning, even some locally here, that are members of the Tea Parties, okay? And I go to the Tea Party meetings from time to time. But I certainly don't support this idea, all right? This is the wrong reason for doing what you're doing. It's not the right reason for the season. I have, ever since, you know, I've come on air here, but for long before that, I have advocated the abolition of the established two-party political system. The abolition of the established two-party political system, getting rid of political parties. Political parties are the problem, all right? They stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the very near future. They stand between us and a true constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. The parties, the established political parties, function as basically conduits for big corporations and We just don't have any representation inside of our system as long as these parties exist. They foster a false spirit of division in the people, right? The idea of Republicans and Democrats. Nobody even knows history well enough to know when the Republican Party was formed or who formed it, and when the Democratic Party was formed and who formed it, and why they should be there. People very seldom will ever bother to look at the election laws. We've been through all of this before so many times, I'm tired almost of speaking about it. There's certainly all kinds of material on this in our archives, going back on this network to President's Day well over a year ago, year and a half ago. Almost 2 years ago. Anyway, year and a half ago. It doesn't matter. There's so many archives on the archives bin, and they're all indexed and all that you don't have time anymore to listen to them all to catch up. All right, that's the reason why you need to be here every day. But again, this article talks about starting a third party is not the answer, said Anna Puig, co-leader of the Kitchen Table Patriots, a group in Bucks County. Now, see, she's been listening to what I've been saying all this time. It's exactly right. Starting a third party is not the answer. If one party, if you could think of it as a dictatorship, if one pill makes you sick and you take two pills and you have the Democratic and the Republican parties and you're even sicker, then how in the name of heaven would 4 or 8 or 16 or 32 or 64 or 128 other parties make it any better? It doesn't. It makes it worse. So a third party is not the answer. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so once again, we're looking at this article. This is our second hour today. This is August 12, 2010, our second hour here on Thursday. Looking at this article here off the Bloomberg website, I would encourage you to read it. It's Palin joins Army, that would be Dick Army, as lifelong Republicans boost a Tea Party hostile takeover. All right? And you know that the Tea Party movement itself was basically really off to the wrong start. If you go back and study the Boston Tea Party and look at it, you probably wouldn't embrace it if you really got in and studied that out carefully. But it was just kind of one of these fun and funky things that we did in the Ron Paul Revolution. You know, Ernie Hancock and everybody else and Trevor Lyman and everybody else were trying to do everything that we could do to try and think of some way of getting the people activated and back into a political mindset after, you know, all of the years of Bush and Clinton. So anyway, continuing here, what has come up, and Mike Chambers and myself were on top of this Hummer. I mean, I was on it like, you know, well, just I was on it like paint on a windowsill, all right? Because I could see that when they had that huge million-man march, if you will, that ostensibly or arguably occurred in Washington, D.C., this was the first time I had heard about it after the fact. And I'm just too well connected in this sort of stuff to see things coming up after the fact and find out about a million-man march in Washington. All right? So it was like, what the hell? But I'm not a Glenn Beck listener. I've never listened to the man. The only time I've ever heard Rush Limbaugh was in a flea market one time, I was looking at rifles, and the operator, the owner of the place, had the limp jaw on, and I'm glad I never wasted my time on him, all right? I don't listen to that sort of stuff. I generally don't listen to any mainstream anything, as I've told you many times. I don't own a television set, never had one in my house, and I never will. I wouldn't care less if they were giving away flat plate, DVD thing, whatever, for free at Walmart. I wouldn't bring it home. What a time thief. You know, it's just a time waster. Anyway, this movement, they say here, is a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. Kibbe said of the Tea Party, a loose collection of activists who favor lower taxes, government spending, and repeal of the law overhauling the U.S. health care. Right? Freedom Works, this is Dick Armey, this is the stuff that Mike Chambers and I were onto almost immediately, which also advocates less government and lower taxes, hosted some 50 Tea Party activists in Washington last week to train them in organizing, such as going door to door to help candidates challenging established Republicans in this year's elections. Many activists are also vying for positions on local Republican Party committees. All right, so basically everything that I had discussed in my Plan B so long ago now, it just seems like distant history, but back in very early, it was May of 2007 when I started the Rocky Comfort Ron Paul 2008 meetup group. It was the 56th one that was ever created in the series that went into the thousands, but number 56. And it was like within days of it just getting started. That's how fast it was growing. As soon as I heard of it, I signed up and became a meetup organizer. And on my webpage, which you can find there, I no longer have that meetup site posted on the internet, but on that webpage, which you can find, traveling back in the time machine, you can go back, the Wayback machine, I guess they call it. You can find that webpage. But what it says there is that it was going to be the springboard for precinct-driven political party activation in southwest Missouri. And the reason I started that organization up, that group up, was to attract other people who were looking for something meaningful out of politics and not getting it, and to teach them precinct-driven political party activation. Now, it's not unique to me. Others have come on it, too. But when you understand the power of the county committee, and as you know, I just recently was defeated. I didn't, you know, put much of a struggle in it. No struggle at all, actually. Recently defeated by our presiding county commissioner for my bid for his seat on the county committee. But the idea of the importance of your Republican and your Democratic Party county committees, those are the actual parties, you see. And so what you do at your local voting precinct level is absolutely essential. I know a lot of people don't want to do this, and they don't want to have groups and things, but there's 177,000 plus voting precincts in the United States of America, and Guam and the Marianas and, you know, Hawaii and all of that, all the possessions, Puerto Rico, all the possessions in Alaska, and they have boroughs up there, and it's all different. It's known by different names all over the country, and that's done for confusion, the authors of confusion. They don't make it obvious. You have to do some homework. But the bottom line of all this is that there's only 3,066 counties in this country and 177 voting precincts, and you can gain control rather rapidly. I think we could have done it by now had we just simply done it. Now we'll have to wait until 2012. And I hate having to wait 2 years all the time. I'm getting older, and so are you, and we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper. It's getting more and more difficult as the military-industrial complex devises all of these schemes, and they get onto us on these various things. The more we dog along, the harder it is going to be. But anyway, this is what is going down here. It's not original to me because Jinza and AIPAC and Fabian Socialists, this is how our country was taken over. All I did was find out how our country was taken over, and I'm trying to reverse it. Are you see? Use the same pathway that is the pathway to victory, all right? The election laws were created by the parties for the parties with an intent of keeping all third parties out. So why waste your time building something that the election laws have already got it, you know, set up, even with the electronic voting devices, such that you just are never going to be successful? bless his heart, Kevin Craig, runs for Congress again, you know, and he got 363 votes. That's not enough, nowhere near enough. The, you know, Billy Long is up there in the 10, 12,000 vote, and he's likely to go to Congress, all right? So anyway, again, here, this woman has it right. Starting a third party is not the answer, said Anna Puig, co-leader of the Kitchen Table Patriots, a group in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that joined in the training. What are they doing? They're training people in organizing. That would be putting together your local voting precinct groups. That would be putting together something like a meetup group, a bunch of people who are dedicated to accomplishing a task, and then going door-to-door to help candidates, challenging established Republicans. This is what we learned in the Ron Paul movement, was how to actually organize, run, and be successful in campaigns, and many were. We learned how to do this. We learned where to, locally to buy signs, where to get your T-shirts, where to get your bumper stickers and your little stickers and all of these other things. You know, you've got Cafe Press up on the web. We've got Liberty stickers up on the web. All kinds of guerrilla tactics that we learned during that time period that we didn't use and we're not using right now. Well, some are, but most people aren't in the 2010 election. And we'll need to use those same tools again in 2012 if we actually want to turn the tide here. Okay, so starting a third party is not the answer. I agree with that. We have to work with the party that is most closely aligned with us. Now, that's possibly true, but not wholly true. All right? It's possibly true, but not wholly true. My advice is that you look right where you are, and if you happen to be living like in Kansas City or St. Louis, darling, where the Democratic Party consistently cleans clocks, I would recommend embedding within the Democratic Party. You're not there to build the party, you're there to bring them down.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And we've returned once again, spending way too much time on these news articles, but I think they're somewhat pertinent anyway. Gives us some fodder to discuss. Republicans such as Army, that would be Dick Army, 70 years old, not exactly a, you know, Tea Party patriot. DeMint, 58, and Palin, Sarah Palin, 46 years old, helped put the challengers on the Tea Party's radar screen through emails, social networking sites, and conference calls. And we pioneered all this stuff. Unfortunately, during the Ron Paul revolution, Ernie Hancock, but the, you know, I can't even begin to tell you how many, you know, emails and stuff like that I've gotten from the, you know, Roy Blunt, you know, congressman, congress whore, you know, he's got his nose so deep into the backside of the Republican Party that, you know, he's got the gravy train pouring out the other end, but nevertheless, Republicans such as Army, DeMint, Palin helped put the challengers on the Tea Party's radar screen through emails, social networking sites, and conference calls. And I've gotten all of them, all of that, from the litany of Republican candidates. Staunch, dyed-in-the-wool, you know, kill all the brown people. Rape, burn, pillage, and steal, that bunch, you know, they want me to join their Facebook, you know, site and things like that, calling on conference calls, wanting to join in conference calls, all of that. This is the new paradigm, all right? It's a lousy paradigm. But they've got this thing figured now, and they're using it. Palin, the 2008 Republican nominee for vice president, has amassed her own Facebook army of almost 2 million followers and is endorsing congressional candidates around the country. A nod from Palin for Joe Miller, who is taking on Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in the August 24th Republican primary, gave him higher name recognition among Tea Party supporters, activists say. Talk radio and blogs tout those candidates and make them, quote, the ones the small donors get excited about, close quote, said Joe Weiserbicki. Sounds like he's from Poland, too, maybe from Krakow. Coordinator of the Tea Party Express, whose parent group is the largest Tea Party political action committee. Besides giving directly to the campaign, some supporters donate to groups, including the Anti-Tax Club for Growth, based in Washington, and headed by former Indiana Republican Representative Chuck Ola, and DeMint's PAC, which forwards the cash to the candidates. Handiwork of professionals, well, it just goes on and on. Talks about all the small donations. You remember we talked about that before, that Ron Paul was you know, knocking down the big records and he was getting it all in small campaign contributions. Well, there's much of that here. Much of that money comes from small donations. One-third of the $2.1 million raised by Jim DeMint, his PAC, and almost half of the $182,428 collected by Freedom Works from January through June this year were from donations of less than $200. The U.S. Federal Elections Commission data shows. In Kentucky, Rand Paul, 47 years old, raised $3.5 million through June the 30th, with $1.6 million, or 46%, in contributions of less than $200, all right? So they've got this system figured out, basically created the system, and now they're using it to their advantage. This is not going to solve the problem. This is building a new, better, you know, a new version, a Republican Party 2.0. That's not the answer. That's going in the wrong direction, all right? It's going in the wrong direction. It would be all right with me if they were, you know, gently, quietly, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, embedding, as I've suggested, within the established political parties but for the purpose of voting themselves out of existence. That way you can do it legally, lawfully, and orderly. You just follow Robert's Rules of Order in a deliberative assembly, and you make a motion in a convention assembled to end the party. And all those in favor signify by saying aye, and the ayes have it, and the Republican Party exists no more. Or you merge the two parties together. You have an equal number in the Democratic Party and a strong number in the Republican Party, and in their separate conventions you advance a motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that we merge the Republican Party, you know, with the Democratic Party into a new party called the Democratic Republican Party. All those in favor signify by saying aye, aye, and it's done, and now you have the Republican Democratic Party. And I think as that party exists like that, if you were to then proceed forward for a period of perhaps 12 years doing what I suggest and have called Operation Clean Sweep, you know, you're not going to get out of this thing. You're not going to get out of it quickly. If you get out of it quickly, the cure that we propose is going to be worse than the disease. There are a lot of people that have gotten so sucked into this socialistic, you know, depend on the mommy state thing that if you take away their teat, they'll die on the vine. So we have to be wise as serpents again. We have to be a good physician. It means we have to unwind ourselves out of this carefully. But you can implement Operation Clean Sweep, which starts at the top. And you start with executive orders like this National Ocean Council, and you start repealing all of that stuff. You know, like if you remember it as William the Repealer, you just start repealing and unwinding these things. You're going to have people who have legal research skills that are able to go in and find all of the various parts and pieces and all of the thousands and thousands of pages of legislation and find the key places to pull out here, 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 pull out there, pull out here, pull out there. Repealing box after box after box after box of legislation, slowly but surely unwinding down to the level that we want. And then we get rid of the political parties forever, forever, and pass a constitutional amendment prohibiting them as our founders stated. Washington warned on it. Jefferson warned on it. Go back and look in the Federalist Papers. They warned us against allowing parties and factions to creep in, even in England. In the time of Blackstone, his writings warning about allowing parties and factions to creep in amongst you. What we want to see here is a system of representative government. It's not going to be easy, but it'll be far easier in our time than it was even as advanced by, and if there, for those of you that have actually read it by now, John Stuart Mill's treatise on representative government. He's a strong proponent, a strong supporter of Mr. Hare's proportional representation system. With the electronic voting devices, if we were allowed to actually have access to the source codes and we could do it honestly, we could actually use the electronic voting system to do proportional representation, where you all come, everybody could put their name on the ballot, and then we could all vote for whoever we wanted, one, two, our first choice, our second choice, our third choice, our fourth choice. You could vote for anybody, any position. Just because you live in Missouri doesn't mean that you couldn't cast a ballot for an Oklahoma representative. It's okay. Whoever gets the most votes wins. You could do it with proportional representation that way. But you would need something like the computing systems that we have today to affect it properly. It could never be done in England at the time that John Stuart Mill was writing about it. But these are things that we could look into, things we could inquire into. But we have to get the parties out of the way. The parties stand between where we are today and where we need to be, and we need to be there yesterday. Anyway, so for this article, the Tea Party movement fits neatly within the right wing of the Republican Party. Close quote. And that's the problem. Stuck on stupid. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Fits neatly within the right wing. I heard Dennis Kucinich on the floor one time talking about why we need to have political parties. You know, the eagle has two wings, left and right, you know. So you have to have the left and right wing of the eagle. Well, Dennis, about the time the left wing doesn't do what the right wing is doing, about that time, that eagle's going to fall to the ground, or he'll never get off the ground. He has one brain. The fact that he has two wings is irrelevant. Anyway, I guess he's never watched an eagle soar. Thank you.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, this evening, this is being Thursday, the 12th of August, Thursday night, this evening at 6:30 p.m., for all those in southwest Missouri and Anderson at the high school, the home of the Mustangs there, and the Anderson High School. In the library is the school board meeting. And so I'm going to be traveling over there. The school board is ostensibly, or at least has come to my attention, they're going to be discussing the idea of increasing the property taxes in McDonald County, Missouri, to float their new agenda. And so we've got a videographer coming up from northwest Arkansas, from the Benton County area, himself a very staunch property rights activist, and the head of the Northwest Arkansas Property Rights Association. And I'll be traveling over there to that meeting. We've got other people coming. Hopefully we'll have a good turnout. But we're going to become vocal local tonight and hopefully put it together a video on this. It's exceedingly important to understand that if we turn our backs on the existing system and don't interact with it where we can and when we can, that all things just continue as they were. I've just dropped a link into the chat room, www.corestandards.org, corestandards.org, and this is a Common Core standard, state standard initiatives preparing America's students for college and career, something new that's coming on us and at us right now. All right? As I've said numerous times in the past, it's not about infrastructure when it comes to education. We did how many centuries, out of the room near above the tack room above the barn, how long have we had the little red schoolhouses, you know? But we got dialogued into this idea that we had to take the young people away from their parents while they were still in short pants and put them in kindergarten, following the Prussian model, kindergarten being a German word, by the way, and then keep them penned up for as much as 9 months of the year away from their families and away from their family farms and businesses for 9 months of the year, dumping them out with a basketball in the spring, which they stand there aimlessly bouncing until fall. Then they go back into the schools for the winter and they bounce their basketballs all day long. They don't ever seem to learn anything. Well, this Common Core State Standards Initiative is coming on us now, preparing American students for college and career. And I noticed when I went up on the website this morning, you can go in and look at the state adoption. But all across the United States, most of the states have already adopted this. And this is all within the last 60 days. All right, this is coming down on us. And so I bring this to your attention so that we can go through and look at this particular, especially if you're a parent, so that you can go through and look at what's coming down and what is likely to be part of the curriculum. The National Governors Association and the state education chiefs launched their Common State Academic Standards, and I'll click on that. I got the heads up on this from Hal Anthony on his broadcast on Revolution Broadcasting Behind the Woodshed. I really enjoy the depth and the penetration that Hal brings to the broadcast on a day-by-day basis. But the National Governors Association and state education chiefs launched Common State Academic Standards. The Suwanee, Georgia. Today, the National Governors Association. Do you find anything wrong with that, folks? I certainly do. This is another layer of governance where all of the governors, all of the state governors come together doing end runs on not only the national constitution, the federal constitution, but doing end runs on state constitutions. All of the state governors come together and they have a conference, a con-con, and they decide on what they'll all do together. This is how model codes and model acts come down on the people. It's like an, oh my God, all of a sudden the entire continent, you know, our entire nation, if you will, our whole country, all of our several states change overnight. And the change agents come in and they begin implementing a new system, and no one was any the wiser. But the National Governors Association Center for Best Practices, you know that's Agenda 21. This is the implementation of Agenda 21. Hate to sound like a broken record, but it is the program of action for the 21st century. And the Council of Chief State School Officers. The state chief state school officers. This is the intersection between academia and corporate America. Released a set of state-led education standards, the Common Core State Standards at Peachtree Ridge High School in Suwanee, Georgia, the English Language Arts and Mathematics Standards for grades K through 12, English Language Arts, were developed in collaboration, with a variety of stakeholders, all right, stakeholders and actors and stakeholders, public-private partnerships, stakeholders including content experts. Experts say content experts. This is your John Dewey and your Bloom's taxonomy. Content experts, states, teachers, school administrators, and parents. The standards establish clear and consistent goals for learning that will prepare Americans' children for success in college and work. Right? This is the school-to-work program. This is beyond vocational education. This is getting all of our young people ready to be button pushers and lever turners and tote that bale and pack that hay. Right? Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, Delaware Governor Jack Markell, West Virginia State Superintendent of Schools Steve Payne, Florida Commissioner of Education Dr. Eric J. Smith, American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, CEO of the Baltimore Public Schools Andre Alonzo, and Vice President of the National Education Association, NEA, Lily Eskelsen. How long her family's been in the United States, probably came over from, well, Eastern Europe, maybe, have come out in support of the standards, all right? The event featured a panel discussion moderated by the president of Alliance for Excellent Education and former West Virginia Governor Bob Vice. The panelists were Byron Garrett, CEO, National PTA, Michael Wotorson, Executive Director, Campaign for High School Equity, Steve Rohleder, R-O-H-L-E-D-E-R, don't make this stuff up, Group Chief Executive, Health and Public Service Operating Group, Accenture, William Bradley Bryan, member, Georgia State Board of Education, and Leah Luke, Wisconsin 2010 Teacher of the Year. This is their panel of experts, all right? And then they dialogue the attendees into consensus. This is how a consensus meeting works. The release of the standards marks the conclusion of the development of the core, a common core state standards and signals the start of the adoption and implementation processes by the states. And it's spreading across the United States rapidly. You can find it on www.corestandards.org and see whether or not your state has adopted them yet. This is how we got the International Code Council's body of model codes and acts, by the way. The final standards were informed by nearly 10,000 public comments throughout the summer here. Our local library in Cassville had a series going on heralding the history of American music, blues especially. And they had a variety of presenters come in, and with almost no attendees, by the way, but they had a variety of presenters come in. And in the newspaper, these presenters and the little presentations that they gave were called, for the first time I've ever seen it, you know, I'm very conscious of words. I'm always looking for them as they change the language. These were called informances and informants. All right? This is not a performance. It's an informants. I guess that's what I'm doing here this morning. I have a daily radio informants. Informants. The final standards were informed by nearly 10,000 public comments and by standards in other top-performing countries so that all students are prepared to succeed in our global economy. We've had Vicki Davis, www.channelingreality.com. She's got a hot link on my website, becomevocallocal.com. Just click on the link. But we've talked in the past about this Trojan Triangle, economy, education, communication, all of this stuff interlocking, the global job bank, the global workforce. But again, the final standards were informed by nearly 10,000 public comments. And we find the same thing on marine spatial planning. This is the way they do it. They hold these public meetings, and then they get all of the people that want to be recognized will come, and they stand in line, and they give their public informants. They make their public comment. And then it's because of those public comments that the agenda moves forward. Quote, American competitiveness relies on an education system that can adequately prepare our youth for college and the workforce. Wouldn't it be just a blessing if each and every one of the students that wasted 13 years of their lives in public schools were ready for the workforce, sans the college degree? Maybe they knew enough to tie their shoe at the end of their 12th grade.
Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, unfortunately, once again, blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast with far more on the browser than we can ever touch. Didn't quite get to marine spatial planning, but we never have gotten away from it, actually. It's still the same system. It's still the same beast system, and we fight it. We're dying the death of a thousand cuts here. I don't know about you, but how many years in a person's life does it take paying these exorbitant property taxes? You know, depending on where you live in the United States, you might be paying $2,000, $4,000, $8,000 or more dollars a year property taxes. The bulk of your property taxes go to support these schools, these failing public schools. You know, get up on the internet and look at, the deliberate dumbing down of America, Charlotte Easterby, and all of the work that she's put into exposing this incredible, incredible fraud, a fraud against the minds of the people, but right out of our tax book. At what point have we paid our due to support this fraudulent, broken system? I can understand and appreciate my parents paying for my education during their lifetime. But as someone who has no children and not married and have no interest in having children, what is my share of the school debt annually? Certainly I get a benefit, if you will, because we have people out there that are ostensibly educated. God help you if the lights go out and the person at Walmart is standing there and you were trying to check out your groceries, they'll be lost. They won't be able to proceed without electricity and the computer. If they're not told how much to, you know, give you back in change, they can't calculate it. They can't figure out what the sales tax is. They can't multiply the multiplier 0.07, 0.0746 against your $112.50 bill and come up with the right amount of tax to add to it. And then they can't make that addition, and they wouldn't be able to, you know, be able to make change from two $100 bills accurately without trial and error. I'm telling you, folks, the system is busted, and it's busted irreparably. We're going to have to do a lot of work. But this continues, and it says the American competitiveness relies on an education system that can adequately prepare our youth for college and the workforce. After 13 years, you'd think they'd have it right. But they don't. They don't have it right after 13 years. Then your young people have to go on for another 4 years. I read the article off Bloomberg yesterday about that poor young woman that enrolled in a private art school, paid $70,000 for a four-year degree, got her bachelor's, became an early knight. That's the first order of knighthood, a bachelor. Okay, that's your first stripe in your chevron, so to speak. $70,000, could never find any work drawing cartoons for video games and things like that. So what does she wind up doing? She winds up working as a stripper in a nightclub. All right? $70,000, and she's stuck on the hook paying back that bill. American competitiveness relies on an education system, try an indoctrination system, that can adequately prepare our youth for college and the workforce. Does it take a four-year degree to wash out the Johnny Bowl down at the McD's? I don't think so. Commented Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, quote, when American students have the skills and the knowledge needed in today's jobs, our communities will be positioned to compete successfully in the global economy. Strong schools are the surest path to our nation's long-term economic success. And do you know why? Because it is the strength of the schools through the taxing arm, your local assessor and your tax collector. It's a strong school are a path to the nation's long-term economic success because they raise the money that supports this school system, and your school system is just draining your community unmercifully. Superintendents of schools taking home $300,000, $400,000 a year annual salaries plus all of the benefits and a company car. All right? These huge, you know, sporting arenas where on the weekends and the nights and the weekends they have ball games and they sell tickets and they sell concessions and they rake it in. They rake it in on the side, all right? All of the various and sundry, the teachers, you know, making $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year plus all of their benefits plus their retirements and their pensions. Then there's all of the janitors and there's the people who work in the food service and then there's the groundskeepers. Not to mention the contractors that build the new schools and upgrade and do the maintenance on these things. These behemoths, these giant, gargantuan prisons for children, all right, for the young people. And then there's all of the bus systems and the Bluebirds and all of the companies that build the bus bodies and all of that and the upholsterers and all of the things that go along with that. Then there's the four primary textbook manufacturers. You start adding all of this up and you find that about six or seven people out of every ten derive all or part of their income from government services that are dependent upon the existence of a strong school system. So now we know what they mean when they say strong schools are the surest path to our nation's long-term economic success. America's students are now competing with children around the globe for jobs. And my question is, why? Outsourcing, insourcing. We need to return to a strong tariff system here. We need to bring our jobs home. We need to maintain a national focus to ensure our kids, you know, baby goats, to ensure your little goat is ready to compete and ready to win. You know, everyone gets to compete. Everybody gets to win, right? Everyone gets to win. That's why our nation's governors committed to this effort to create a common set of high expectations for the students across the country. The Common Core standards reflect what can come from cooperation to improve student achievement. Rest assured, they're not setting the bar very high, folks. If Johnny is too bright, Johnny's going to have to come down to, you know, Jane's level, not to be discriminatory there, but he's going to have to come down to Jane's level so that Jane and John both graduate with C grades, and that way everything is equal. That's called social equity. Further, these standards help provide appropriate benchmarks for all students, regardless of where they live. As if all students had the same brain. You know, even though it says in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal, no one ever believed it. They're not equal in that sense. Obviously, the founders, being intelligent and well-read themselves, had something else in mind. There are no two blades of grass that are equal. There's no two seashells that are precisely the same. There are no birds. There's no beasts in the field. And there's certainly no human beings that are equal. But equality, the idea of leveling, You know, go back and look in your English history. The Levellers, some of the first communists. The Levellers. Check them out. Anyway, further, these standards provide appropriate benchmarks for all students, regardless of where they live, and allow states to more effectively help all students to succeed. Helping all students to succeed. I don't know. How about you? You know, take out your birth certificate. Look down on the bottom. Was there a guarantee statement? Flip it over on the back. Is there a warranty? We're not all guaranteed to succeed. Some people will succeed. Some people will fail. That's just the way it is. Not everybody's going to become a neurosurgeon, even if they would like to be. And God help us if we had that kind of neurosurgeons, they wouldn't be worth a dime. Some people are more comfortable digging a ditch and happy to sit on top of a backhoe all day. Some people are really good with a shovel. I've met some of those guys, worked with them, laborers in the union hall. They're very comfortable with a shovel. They like that. And they're good at it, and they're fast with it. Some people were designed for shovels. Some people were designed for calculators. Not everyone is equal. I'm excited to have a common framework from which to share best practices, with fellow superintendents across the nation, with students, parents, and teachers all on the same page and working together for shared goals. We can ensure that students make progress each year and graduate from schools prepared to succeed and build a stronger future for themselves and the country. Right. You believe that? About 70% or less of the students enrolled in schools today ever graduate. The other 30% drop out maybe in their freshman, sophomore, junior year. They don't figure into this mix. Our best understanding of what works in our schools comes from the teachers who teach in our classrooms every day. I've told you how this thing works. It's a self-defeating prophecy. Young people go through a 4-year education, you know, a 12-year education in public schools, getting deliberately dumbed down. And then they go into a 4-year education and come out with a teaching certificate, no smarter than a baboon. Right? Then they turn around and they go in and they stand for 20 years teaching children, teaching to the core standards, teaching to the MAP test. I guess that's just a little bit too broad of a brush. There are some good teachers. But usually good teachers will find themselves in a private institution or some other private place where they can actually excel and where they're allowed to really stretch out and fly. We're entering the most critical phase of the movement for Common Core state standards. It's now up to the states to adopt the standards and carry on the hard work of the educators and the community leaders that work to develop them. These standards define the knowledge and skills students should have within their K-12 education careers so that they will graduate high school fully prepared for college and careers. Fully prepared for college and careers. We'll just teach them all how to think, not what to think. Or they'll teach them how to what to think, not how to think. Anyway, we're all out of time. Lots is going on. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.